KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Flood water from the Missouri River has forced officials to close a portion of Interstate 29 here in western Iowa. The Iowa Department of Transportation said today the 10-mile stretch extends north from about the Crescent exit to the Missouri Valley area. A detour is in operation. Several I-29 interchange ramps are closed in southwest Iowa as well. The river continues to rise and flood mostly rural land in Nebraska and Iowa and is expected to crest Saturday near Omaha. Officials blamed the flooding on recent heavy rains over eastern Nebraska and northwest Iowa, and exceptionally heavy rains last week in Montana, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska. Officials don't expect the floodwaters to cause any significant damage to communities. Floodwater broke through two levees Wednesday in a rural Iowa area northeast of Omaha. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a stabbing incident that resulted in a man being transported to the hospital. Authorities say at around 8:14 p.m. Thursday, officers were sent to CHI Mercy Hospital on a stabbing call, and upon arrival, they were informed by Mercy Security that the victim, 43-year-old Michael Dean Watson of Council Bluffs, had been dropped off at the hospital by a white male with a beard in a black two-door vehicle. Officers were informed Watson had suffered a stab wound to his chest. A short time later, they were told by medical staff that the stab wound did not strike anything major and that they were stitching Watson up. Watson refused to cooperate with detectives and refused any further medical treatment. At this time, the case is currently under investigation and detectives are attempting to locate a crime scene. Anyone with information that was in the area at the time of the incident is encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. United States Attorney Mark Crickbaum has announced that on September 18th, 28-year-old Jorge Alejandro Salazar Mercado of California was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 10 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance. Salazar is required to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. In January of this year, Salazar Mercado was arrested by Council Bluffs police for possession of drug paraphernalia. A subsequent search of his vehicle was executed, and during the search, officers located two packages containing a total of 1,891.28 grams of heroin. Salazar Mercado pled guilty to the charge in May. The case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department and the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, and it was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Creston Police Department reports that 19-year-old Elise Bolin Stowe of Creston was arrested just after 5 p.m. Thursday at the intersection of Adams and Parks Streets during a traffic stop. Stowe was charged with driving while suspended. He's being held at the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Deputies in Page County on Tuesday responded to a report of a person walking on Highway 2 just east of Clarinda. Authorities said yesterday the person was reportedly barefoot and the temperature was in the 90s. When a deputy arrived, he spoke with a female, 30-year-old Ashley Marie Savine of Asante, Minnesota. During the incident, Savine was arrested for interference with official acts. She was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $300 bond. Well, a survey by SecurityBaron.com ranks Atlantic as one of the safest cities in Iowa, coming in with a score of 75.57. Atlantic ranks 33rd among the 50 safest cities in the state. The analysis found that Atlantic had a rate of 3.49 violent crimes per 1,000 citizens. The city also has a citizen-to-officer ratio of 1.82 per 1,000 people and an average income of $39,702. Additionally, there are 3,283 households in Atlantic and a rate of 19.88 property crimes for 1,000 citizens. It was also found the safest city in Iowa is in Sioux Center with a safety score of 90.1 and an average income of just over $73,180. Sioux Center has a rate of only 0.26 violent crimes for 1,000 citizens and a citizen-to-officer ratio of 0.92 per 1,000 people. There are also 2,361 households in Sioux Center on average. The results from the survey were gleaned from the FBI crime statistics. By comparison, it was found that Storm Lake ranked last on the list with a safety score of 68.3. The city in Buena Vista County has a rate of 6.58 violent crimes for 1,000 citizens. And the Cass County Auditor's Office reports several candidates have filed nomination papers to run for the November 5th city and school elections. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes said Thursday that which was the official end of the nominating period. Jericho Smith, Mark Opbrook, Wayne Priester, and Angela Redler had filed for the Marnie City Council. Ashley Hayes had filed for Atlantic Park and Rec. Incumbents Jim Fisher and Stephen Havens have filed to run for re-election to the Wyota City Council. Dwayne Scott Anderson has filed to run for re-election to the Lewis City Council. Russell Hansen has filed to run for mayor of Lewis. In our funeral announcements, Larry McClelland, age 82 of Greenfield, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Larry McClelland will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Irene Sequoy, age 97 of Guthrie Center, died September 12th. A funeral mass for Irene Sequoy will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Pete Stein, age 70, of Portsmouth, died Sunday in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Albert Pete Stein will be this evening at 7 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Loretta Grasty, age 86, of Greenfield, died September 11th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Loretta Grasty will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mary Ann Renzi, age 88, of Manning, died Wednesday at Manning Regional Health Center. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Renzi will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Dennis Oscar Schwab, age 64, of Washington, Iowa, and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at his home. A celebration of life service for Dennis Oscar Schwab will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Linda Marie Simon Kuntz, age 76, of Florida, died July 15th. Her family would like to invite you to join them for a light lunch and time of fellowship tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the basement of the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home is assisting the family. John Sturdy, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for John Sturdy will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Marvin McCool, age 92, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marvin McCool will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Mary Ann Anholt, age 93, of Atlantic, died September 14th at the Heritage House. Friends and family of Mary Ann Anholt will gather at 3 p.m. tomorrow at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic for refreshments. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Wilma Porter, age 91, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Wilma Porter will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Burley Shoup, age 100, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Burley Shoup will be Wednesday, September 25th at 11 a.m. at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Linda Hepler, age 72, who's formerly of Marnie, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Linda Hepler are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.